sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Go.
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Lori Fetter's our guest tonight. Lori is Miss May. She's, that would be in Playboy, of course. And this is my month, actually.
Because?
Well, my birthday's in May.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you may not know this, Lori, because you're not, you weren't ever an adolescent teen male. But guys get in a little competition, like especially when the Playboy calendar would come out.
Right.
Who's hotter?
I see.
You pick your month.
And then you get into wrestling matches over it, fighting.
Yeah. Because if your birthday was in November, you'd have to make a strong case of why Miss November was hotter than Miss June if your buddy was had his birthday in June. That's how guys are.
Yeah.
That's why we run things. What's up there, Lori?
So you won the match this year, right?
Well, you just it's just serendipity, really. It's you're here, and it's my birthday. Drew, when is your birthday?
September.
September. I want to look at it. And Lori's very attractive, but I feel weird. What do you think? Can I look through this with you sitting here?
You can go ahead. I'm used to
it. Doesn't bother you? Doesn't bother you?
When I first saw it, it totally freaked me out. You missed a page. I think you missed about two.
Well,
now I'm going to get upset.
It's stuck together. Static electricity and semen being what it is today. It stuck the page together. Well, I'll get into this.
All right.
I'll get into this later. So Playboy pursued you for a year, I'm looking here.
Yeah.
Before you finally succumb to their pressure.
The whole thing freaked me out at first.
Posing nude?
Yeah. It was not really my thing at
Why?
All.
Why? You uptight, baby?
I'm a little bit just...
That's what my buddy Daniel says to the chicks. It always loosens them up. No, I'm not uptight. Good. Take your top off.
I bet that works like a charm.
Not really. It's more the producer thing that works for him. But yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it wasn't really something I ever thought of doing or really wanted to, and then they pursued me, and I was kind of just talked into it, and in the end, I thought it was pretty fun, and it was great.
Yeah, and what is it? Well, it's just out, right?
Yeah.
I was going to ask how many doors it opened for you, but it just came out, right? But what's the plan? Commercials, acting?
I've been modeling and doing commercials for about 10 years now, so this was just another thing that I did, and hopefully.
Any stuff we would have seen you in commercials or?
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Robinson's
May.
Yeah.
A few different things here and there.
True, you've seen the Nintendo spots.
I'm sure.
All right. All right. Anyway, this is out on newsstands. Playboy always comes out like 3 weeks before whatever month it comes on. What? When did this hit the newsstands?
Oh gosh, maybe right into April.
Yeah. True. I've no other magazine does that.
I thought they were like 3 months ahead.
I thought they were.
No, a lot of magazines come a month ahead.
Lori's 2005.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
May 2005. It's 2 years from now. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Monica, who's 17, and speak to her. Monica.
Hello.
Hi.
There we are. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I don't know. I just always seem to be coming all the time for some reason, like no reason at all, you know?
You're having an orgasm for no reason at all?
Well, yeah, it's just, it's hard to explain. It's like, oh, be at home, I'll just be doing my thing, and...
How?
I don't know, I'll be working, doing my homework.
True. Drew's pager's going on. All right, so you... All right, what about when you're with a guy?
When I'm with a guy, it's even more so.
I tend
to react, really strongly.
All right, that's good, right?
Are you on medication?
No.
Look at this thing I just happened to have brought in. This is kind of as a interesting...
Persistent sexual arousal syndrome in women.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And it's just an article.
Never met one of them.
Yeah, and these women complain about it. That's very unpleasant for them.
Well, Lori, where were you at, Lori? and you are persistently sexually aroused?
I'm actually not. Sounds like a great problem to have, though.
Yeah, I know, but maybe it's the equivalent of a guy who can't get rid of his boner.
Kind of. Except they do experience orgasm.
You both made the same sort of grunt simultaneously.
Yeah, but...
You both are like, What was your for, Lori?
I think that's a little bit worse, but...
You got a little Olsen twin in you. Anyone ever tell you that?
No. Never.
Yeah? Yeah, it's a good thing.
Okay.
You could be the third Olsen twin. True. Can you be a third Olsen twin?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What should Monica do?
Well...
So what are you doing?
I'm looking
there?
To see if there's any treatment recommendations.
All right.
Prevalence is unknown. Many women are too embarrassed to report the complaint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it might have something to do. It happened before this happened. I had an ovarian cyst rupture on me 2 months back.
Interesting.
I blew one about 18 months ago, didn't I, Drew?
Yeah, I think so.
So could that have done it?
I don't see how. And they didn't put you on any medication, no birth control pills or anything?
No, they wanted to, but they didn't.
Yeah,
I mean, it was against my mom. She didn't want me going on birth control.
Well, no, here's what this little article says. It was just a little article I came across because I thought it was such an unusual thing. And it says tells physicians just to take it seriously and sort of acknowledge that it must be uncomfortable, but there really isn't a lot of good treatment.
Oh, true. Sense. That's breaking news.
Yeah, but that's the point, is that it's okay. You're going to have this thing. It'll probably settle down.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, should she talk to her doctor about it?
Yeah, that's the point. She should.
Maybe she should put a little Ambisol on her cooch. You know what I mean?
Don't tell her that. She should probably just talk to the doctor.
Maybe one of those Tux medicated pads. Something to numb it up a little bit so it doesn't rub down there.
Okay, I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
Put away all your junk, would you please? You're all over the place tonight.
All right.
Peace. Yeah. Your name is Peace?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yeah.
That's what it says on your birth certificate?
Yeah, my parents named me it.
Yeah, you should sue them.
They're ex-hippies or...
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's the problem there, Peace?
Well, I had a threesome...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who the guy is.
Mm. Neither of the guys?
Excuse me?
You don't know which of the guys did this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Peace.
I don't even really know.
Lori's nickname, by the way, is Peace.
For real?
Mm-hmm. That's short for piece of ass. Thank you, baby. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Are you high?
No, I don't do drugs.
You don't?
No, I thought that was funny.
Well, really? Didn't get much out of Drew, but you know.
Yeah, well, you two can get along.
There's a lot of bad blood between me and Drew.
Why are you doing this with why are you acting out like this so much?
Oh.
Having threesomes, you're 16.
Well, the guy, I wasn't dating him, but he was in my class, and I thought his friend was really hot, and he was saying how he and his friend always dreamed of...
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying how did it happen. I'm saying what is it that's making you behave like this right now?
But these two guys weren't simultaneously, were they?
She had a threesome.
Or was it a threesome?
They didn't go inside me at the same time.
Oh, not the same time, but same night.
Yeah, it's the same bed.
Okay, it's the same bed. I understand.
You needed that explanation?
Yeah, yeah. As long as it's the same bed. All right, what is it, Quaalude night?
It is Quaalude night,
Look,
yeah.
Just go get a DNA test, or go get an abortion, or get two abortions.
Either you can, you need to go talk to somebody who can help you make a decision about what you want to do with this pregnancy. If it's such a distressing situation that you don't want to give this up for adoption, you don't want to see this through, there are options for you. I mean, maybe give Planned Parenthood a call. And if you do see the pregnancy through, then at the arrival of the baby, you can get a paternity test done, paternity blood test. And I'm sure these... What?
I'm just reading Lori's bio over here.
Stop
keep going.
Laughing. Stop.
It says, it's really, whoever wrote the bio is funny, but then whoever wrote my cheat sheet's funny, too, because it says that Lori, she moved to Los Angeles just 6 months ago and is polishing her craft with Leslie Kahn. Is it acting? Right. While strengthening her mind at UCLA. So then I get my cheat sheets here, and it says she currently attends UCLA to strengthen her mind.
Didn't you know UCLA gives this course on sit-ups for the brain?
Speaking of mind strengthening, where is junior producer Lauren Coachella? Probably getting into her fourth tab of acid right now in terms of mind strength. But she's going to UCLA to strengthen her mind. It's your people's fault for putting this here in the first place.
Easy.
But there's no way that should have ever been copied, right? And I like the twist, too, because you had the UCLA, you had the strength of your mind at the end, and we put it before the strength. True, yeah, read that sentence. It's really funny. All right, how is the mind going? Seems
good.
Oh,
the mind is feeling good.
Yeah, you seem pretty strong, especially for a playmate. You're doing good, right?
Oh, easy.
Well, I mean, come on. Let's face it. These people don't, you know, that's not their stock and trade, their brain.
Not
it's their boobs, you know?
Actually, Miss January was a lawyer.
Really?
So.
Wait, yeah, she's in her 40s now, right? No? That she was a lawyer when, as a playmate?
And she was a lawyer before, and then she became a playmate.
Wow. I didn't hear about that much. Drew, you reading that?
Mm.
Danielle?
Yeah?
What's up? You're 16?
Yeah.
All right. Drew, you read the translation there?
Yes, it's very funny.
What's wrong with Lauren? Danielle?
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Okay, my situation probably sounds really stupid, but for the last 2 months, I've been hanging out with this guy. He's 21, and we became like best friends. I could tell him anything. He could tell me anything.
Where'd you meet him?
My hometown now.
He's like a neighbor or something?
No, he's friends with one of my other friend's brothers.
How long did you hang out with him for?
I've been hanging out with him for like pretty much the past 2 months.
2 months. What do you do when you hang out with him?
Talk, and just recently he kissed me or whatever. Like the last week sometime. And he also told me that he loved me.
All right. Well, what's the problem?
I have no idea how I feel about him. I kiss him back, and I don't know if I feel something for him or if not. And last night, he stayed the night.
Lori, would you... Ooh, what happened?
Nothing.
Lori, would you say that's probably doesn't feel anything? The fact that she doesn't know how she feels?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know what you feel, I would just kind of stick with that. I wouldn't tell him something that he wants to hear.
Yeah, I haven't said anything to him back.
Nor do anything that he wants to do just because.
No, yeah. I mean, you should stick with your gut on that one and just...
Yeah.
Play this through as we're friends and we like to hang out.
Do you even have a gut when you're 16?
Stop hanging out with him as much?
Yeah. Wait, I'm looking at the screen. It says he's 21.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's over, baby. He's too old for you.
Yeah, I mean, this could be going somewhere that you don't want to go at this age.
He's a creepy guy.
Yeah.
He is. He may be a decent friend and have seemed as such and maybe even cares about
him. Who the hell even wants to be? When you're 21 as a male, you want to be friends with a 6-year-old girl that you don't want to boink? It's ridiculous. I don't trust this man.
Yeah.
I don't trust him either way.
Well, there's a lot of sexual tension. I can feel that.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I would get away from that.
That's his erection trying to break out of his jeans.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Look, aren't there guys who are 17, 18 who are interested in you?
I just moved to this town about 3 or 4 months ago.
You should make some friends at school and...
Stick with that.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about these playmates... I often think about that. And, you know, a lot of them, I don't know, she just reminded me when she said, I just moved to town.
Yeah.
Half these totally hot chicks have these loser, splooser, part spaz, part loser, like the guys who hang out up front probably keying my car right now trying to get autographs from Lori. Anyone who does Playboy, anyone in any magazine, those guys, especially beautiful women, they hang out and they want to get the autograph on the thing. But I was like... If you've ever seen, ever see Star 80? No.
What is that?
Don't know what Star 80 is?
I don't know what it is.
Wow. Drew, how do you not know anything?
What is it?
Nah, I'm done with you. I'm just going to tell Lori what it is. it's the story of the playmate who was killed by Dorothy Stratton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought they would give you a whole Star 80 speech when he got into Playboy. Didn't tell anything about boyfriend snuffing you or anything like that?
Wasn't Star 80, like, was it the movie they made about that? I mean, what's, like, the real story?
You
said Dorothy Stratton, I would have known what you were talking about.
All right. Well,
I've seen the Eat Your Hollywood story.
The story's about how it was. I mean, she had this boyfriend who was this controlling idiot, and he basically ended up killing her. But here's what I'm saying. A lot of these chicks have these goofball boyfriends at first when they're, like, 16 or 17 until they realize they're hot.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They all have this. Anna Nicole Smith had this goofy boyfriend. They all have these goofy. Even like Britney Spears and stuff have these goofy hometown boyfriends. Well, what are you going to do? You're 16. You're 17. You haven't quite blossomed yet, and you're living in some crapville town, working at a chicken place. You know.
Right.
Anyway, you got to watch out for these guys. That's what I'm saying. Do you have one of those guys, Lori?
When I was 16 and 17, did I have one of those guys? When you're 16 and 17,
yes.
You don't really think of them as like some...
That's a yes.
You don't think of them that
That's
way.
That's a yes. That's a yes. John, now you only date producers, right? Yes. That's a yes.
Shut up.
John? All right.
Oh, wait. John?
Why do we have to...
It's Quaalude night.
I know, but why do we have to wait so you can say John?
Because you don't say it forcefully enough.
John. Wait. John. Drew thinks he can put his kid glove over his tongue and do it somehow. Chris?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. I've been with my girlfriend for like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And our sex life was really good in the beginning. Throughout the course of the relationship, though, it started to taper off.
Yeah.
And then we split up, like, last year for, like, 3 months. And then when we got back together, the intimacy level never was quite what it was before we broke up.
What do you think, Lori?
I think that this is your typical, I'm in a relationship and I'm getting comfortable, so the sex life is going to go downhill.
Yeah, but to the point where it was just, like, once or twice a month now.
Well, if it's once or twice a month, maybe you guys have to rethink why you're together.
Well,
you
this
mean,
is why she's with him.
Or why she's
more.
With you. I mean, this could be she really cares about you and she likes you and this is great, but, you know, maybe she just likes you as a friend now. We're kind of
she
past
She loves
that
you, Chris. Mm-hmm. She's just not in love with you.
Yeah, I think we might have fallen out there.
Because, I mean, I just asked her. I mean, just be honest, you know, I'd be happy for her because I just wanted to. If she's not going to be happy with me, I want her to be happy with someone else.
No,
but.
Don't lay that on her. That now you're just locking the door
is
what
girls,
you're doing.
Girls don't go for that.
That's a guilt trip of all time.
Yeah.
Just as like, just listen, you need the facts so you can make some decisions. That's all. You know, her happiness or not, be damned. You need to know what the reality is.
Chris is getting the idea that she's fallen out of love with him.
Yeah, but he gives her that.
I know.
You know.
It's pathetic. I want you to be happy. Well, listen, it's noble, but it's retarded at the same time. It's no-tarded. No-barded, but-tarded.
What?
Sounds like noble.
Are you on Vicodin tonight?
I'm trying to keep a goddamn show going during Quaalude night.
It is Quaalude night.
Drew, you spent the first 10 minutes thumbing through your pages of these magazines of JAMA
that
you tore out.
That threw you off. I'm
just
sorry.
Come on.
I brought
a radio
another article
show.
For you,
Get going. Let's go.
I was worried about the page. I got to answer.
Chris.
Yes.
Okay. If you stay with her, you try to hump her. If she wants to break up with you, let her do it. You don't have to open that door.
I think he needs to at least find out what's going on there. And if she wants, don't give her that so long as you're happy stuff. Just like, what are we doing here? Is something changed? And if so, what? And can we deal with it or not? What do you want to do? Let's move on.
Yeah, okay. Lay it all out on the table.
Here's a, like, an interesting aspect about this relationship. Uh-oh. Okay, I was...
This is going to be fascinating, I'm sure. Yes, go ahead.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Like I said, I just want an honest opinion here, so...
All right.
Drew, shut up, would you? Go ahead.
You just told me to speak up.
I don't get sassy when the guy's going to give us a decent story, for Christ's sake. Do your job.
Go ahead.
All right. I've been with more than one person in my life, and... She was kind of like the first relationship I've ever been. I mean, I was the first guy she was ever with.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does that pretty much say it's a done deal then?
No, not at all.
No, that's probably why it lasted a few months longer than it should have.
How old is she?
Right now.
All right, I'm done with him.
She's going to be older in an hour?
I can't take the right now.
All right.
Right now. What kind of retard says right now when you ask how old? No, how old was she when she was born? Idiots.
Now, how old is she 5 years from now?
let's go into the distant future. How old is she? She's dead. It's the year 3018. How old is she? No, she's dead. Oh, I can't take the people to call this show. Here's the thing. when you lose your virginity as a girl to a guy, you want to string that relationship on. You want to work that for
guys
everything
do
it's
that
worth.
Too. Guys do that too. Well, guys don't know how to end it, that's for sure.
Guys don't want to do it for emotional reasons. Right. Guys want to do it for physical reasons.
Right.
A girl will lose her virginity to a guy, sort of stop sleeping with the guy, but not wanting to
not admit.
Not
admit that it didn't work.
Right. There was a connection.
It was supposed. Well, also
was
the
like
fantasy
some,
was.
Yeah.
The fantasy was it was supposed to work forever.
Right.
The fantasy was is if when I give my virginity up to a guy, especially if I hang on to it for a while, this is the guy I'm going to be with.
Right.
So that guy will get a few extra months or years even out of the relationship, and I think that's what young Chris has got. But let me ask you guys a hypothetical question. Have you ever been in a relationship? Well, I don't even know if this is hypothetical, but have you ever been in a relationship where you thought something was up, you thought there was trouble, you thought the end was near, and the end wasn't near?
No.
Me neither. It usually hit a little faster, actually, than I thought. Laura, you ever had that happen?
Yeah, you think the end is near, and then it goes on for a while longer.
Yeah, you're ready to pull the plug, and you don't. The guy gets a stay of execution, but I'm talking about you getting dumped, or have you ever been dumped? Do you know that pain? No, you don't. Of course not. How could you? You're strengthening your mind at UCLA. She currently attends UCLA to strengthen her mind. All right.
Let's regroup.
Drew, you get dumped. You know it's coming. You know it's coming, right?
Expert.
You can feel it.
Yeah. Oh, but then you start dancing.
You start dancing, yeah. But it's always over.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. Lori Fetter's our guest tonight. She is Miss May and currently in Playboy out on newsstands as we speak. We'll be right back after that. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lori Fetter's our guest tonight. Lori is Miss May. She's in Playboy and she's... Got the big fold out, and it's right in newsstands as we speak. Drew?
Just brought a couple articles for you. Enjoy these. One is on nocturnal enuresis.
What's that?
Peeing at night.
I haven't done that in a little while.
I know, but here's why I brought this in. Not just to help you, but to vindicate you.
I had some serious night sweats last night, though.
That's from the stuff that Bruce injected in your head.
Really?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Sure, you think you know. You don't know anything.
Okay, here is the number one treatment for the bedwetting.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Selected bedwetting alarms.
Really?
Either you wake up regularly and pee, like you suggested, or you have an alarm that goes off when you start to pee.
Yeah, thank you. Total vindication.
Total vindication.
Thank you, Drew. God bless you.
Yeah. This is something he's been advocating for years, Lori, years.
Well,
for all those that suffer like he did with bedwetting.
I know you're pretty turned on by me, Lori, but I'm going to bring it down just a little bit now. I used to wet the bed, you know, when I was a youth. And nobody could figure... my mom thought, my mom's such a retard. Thank God no one in my family listened to this crappy show. But she thought this was rebellious. Like,
it
you
is.
Know,
yeah, it is.
Well, you're 11, you're passed out, you take a leak.
Well, it's rebellious for the fact that she didn't do any parent. She's not listening to this show?
She's never been up past the streetlights come on, she passes out.
Your grandma's like, you're pissed off?
Yeah, she don't like my mom. Go ahead, right. She won't tell her anything.
Rebellious for her not having done any parenting. Sort of an expression of anger.
Listen, sir, they figured out that people wet the bed for various reasons, but usually it's just one of those, some people wet the bed a little later than others.
Yes.
My grandfather, the only Jew in the family, step-grandfather.
Don't ask how that happened.
But the only one who gave a rat's ass, he did some simple Jewish math, and Jews are brilliant this way. He said, look, if the kid's going to bed at 9 o'clock at night, and he's taking a leak at 1 a.m., 12:30 in his bed, when I'm done watching Johnny Carson, I'll just tap him on the shoulder, get him off the sofa, tell him to take a leak into his bucket, I'll put him back to bed, and he won't wet the bed. Well, sure enough, it was right. And ever since then, I've realized this is a cure. Now, they have drugs you can take. They have these...
And I've argued with you about this over the years. I've said the drugs were the way to go.
Yeah, they have alarm. They have these blankets that give you a little mild shock or get an alarm and all this kind of stuff. I said, look, everybody, listen. If you're going to bed at 9 o'clock, take one of those little digital egg timers, a little digital kitchen climber.
Which, interestingly, you've
set it
begun
for four
to use
hours.
In many areas of your life now.
I use it all over the place.
That's
but
right.
set it for. Well, I don't wet the bed now so much.
Well, you got over.
I'm more okay. Crap myself. But that's just because I'm too lazy to get
ankle,
off the sofa.
Ankle priests.
The point is you set the thing for 3 hours. It goes off. You get up. You take a leak. You go back to bed. How are you going to wet your bed if you got nothing in the tank? Why is this such a big? Why did my grandfather have to figure this one out?
Ankle priests is eating poor. I take it back. But listen. Okay. They say in this article that the people that were going through that training, though, was a very stressful experience for them. Even those first few weeks where they got it under control. Was it problematic for you? Do you remember that?
Getting up and taking a leak?
Yeah, did it bother you?
No.
Yeah.
Because it was like, the reason you're wetting the bed is because you had to take a leak at 1 a.m. or 3 or 4 hours after you went to bed. That's why you wet your bed.
Then I have further vindication for you. We'll discuss later about the chronic fatigue syndrome.
Oh, well, I know those tards are making that up. Jennifer?
Yes. How are you guys?
Hey,
good.
Good.
What's up?
Yeah, I was wondering about masturbation.
Yeah.
Good times?
Yeah, I'm doing a persuasive speech tomorrow in my communications class.
Mm-hmm.
And discussing the benefits of it.
Benefits?
Yeah, so I've come across a whole bunch of benefits, but I was wondering maybe what you guys thought were the major benefits. And then I also have another little side question I came across in my reading. It was just talking about older people and how you can continue to masturbate all throughout your life. And I was wondering, are the orgasms that you get when you are 75 plus just as good or better?
Answer our first question. We'll get to our second one.
Okay.
The second one's easier, frankly.
All right, go ahead.
That men, it kind of fades sort of slowly over time, but they can still have some pretty good orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
Women, it changes a lot over time, particularly with menopause.
Mm-hmm.
They can have sort of unsatisfying or partial, particularly when they're going through menopause and through all those hormonal and biological changes. Usually people find a place where things are pretty good most of their life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So is there a way to kind of...
keep it going good?
Yeah, just keep doing it?
Well, it's not just the masturbation, right? It's the hormonal context in which that goes on. So there's discussions about keeping men on this menopause, keeping men on testosterone until later in life.
Uh-huh.
And certainly women on estrogens and progesterones, that can help it.
Uh-huh.
Estrogen and testosterone creams sometimes in the vaginal, these things, they'll help maintain the physiology of that area.
What do you do with the cream? Where do you put it?
As you would say, in the coos. That's
really?
Yeah.
In the...
yeah.
Do tell.
Mm.
Jennifer?
There's other creams. There's also transdermal creams and things. But
What kind of school are you? Is this junior college?
Oh, no. I'm at Humboldt State University.
It's funny because, like, you sound intelligent, so it didn't sound junior college-y, but the topic was definitely junior college-driven. But Humboldt sort of explains, sort of takes care of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
College on...
That's sort of a junior college. Everyone is so high, they don't know that Humboldt is a junior college. That's what I'm saying. All right. So you want to know what about masturbation?
What are the benefits?
Yeah, the benefits mainly. Well, I know about a whole bunch of them already, but I was just wondering what you guys had.
It's different for men and women. I think you should talk about it differently for the different sexes.
Well, Lori, what do you think the benefits of masturbation are for women?
Oh, it makes you smile a lot.
Yeah.
Satisfying.
Yeah.
You don't need your man around all the time.
Yeah. I basically got all those ones down.
Jennifer's like,
I gotta tell
Jennifer
you.
Jennifer wants some new angles.
I'm an advocate.
Yeah. What about all the water it wastes in the tub?
Electricity,
there?
Batteries.
Electricity. Yeah.
You're supporting the economy.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
How about that it helps women, before they're sort of figuring out how they function, helps them learn that.
Yeah.
And for men, it might maintain testosterone levels if you're not overdoing it. It sort of, for men, having a certain modicum of sexual activity maintains their testosterone levels. They kind of drop off if they're not having enough.
Okay.
They'll drop off if they're having too much.
And, domestic violence goes down and this stuff goes down.
You're kidding. Are you really kidding?
No, I mean, because look at it this way.
Well, tell your story about the windbreaker.
Okay.
And the masturbatory.
Listen, I've known a few guys who've tried to go a few weeks,
Uh-huh.
I got working with a guy named Rick right now who's going for like 28 days.
Why?
Because Jimmy said to give him $1,000.
So how does he know that he's not doing it on the
phone? Yeah, smart guy.
Because we're gentlemen.
Also, you could see the evidence.
Any man who would enter into a masturbatorial bed is a gentleman.
What if he has a nocturnal emission? Does that restart the clock?
Does that count?
I think that counts as a slip-up. And no sex. No sex either, by the way. But he's edgy as all hell, this guy. And everything's starting to look good to him.
Yeah.
You know, guys and raccoons. any orifice, any Bean opening, bags. Knot holes, they all starting to look good to Rick now.
So, how old is Rick?
Well, Rick's a little bit older. He's probably like 42.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, so you couldn't do this at
18.
Couldn't do it, no.
He'd kill somebody.
Yeah, you would. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Well, they say domestic violence goes up during the Super Bowl. Guys watching a lot of violence.
Drinking.
Yeah, drinking. This is the opposite of that. This sort of takes the edge off.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's like, oh, rape tomorrow.
Let's see. What
you
know,
you procrastinate about things
rape. What other benefits?
That's enough. I'm not writing her whole goddamn paper for her, Drew. She's been on the air for 5 minutes now. Robin?
Hello?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey.
I have a question about, a sleeping disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and, I can't, breathe and I, can't move for, a minute.
Those are called sleep terrors.
But okay. They're
pretty common, and they're a relative of sleepwalking. Do you ever sleepwalk?
Uh-uh.
Were you traumatized ever in your recent post-traumatic stress or something like that?
What?
I don't know. Something bad happened to you in the last few years?
Give me an example of,
You tell us.
Somebody died, sexual abuse, physical
abuse.
Hold on
a second. Just tell us if something bad happened.
A couple things.
Like what?
Like some deaths in my family.
Deaths recently?
A couple years ago.
Okay, and you said a couple things. What was the other thing?
Well, a couple deaths,
Who died?
My sister.
Ooh, what happened?
Cancer. And it happened to her, too. It always used to happen to her. She would tell me about it.
Night terror.
She died of cancer?
No, she had night. Yeah, she had night terror. So you.
I know, but she said she died of
cancer.
Yeah.
But when she was still alive, she would always tell me about them.
Got it.
Mm, awful.
Hey.
Well, emotional.
Robin, that counts as a bad thing that could have happened.
Yeah, emotional stuff like that can cause these kinds of things sometimes. There are seizure disorders, and there are other medical problems can be associated with it. So definitely you ought to go talk to your doctor and get tested to make sure there's nothing funny going on. I would not worry that you have cancer, Robin.
I'm not worried about that.
All right.
Well, she was until Drew brought it up. She was fine.
I was just wondering why that happens.
It's a sleep problem. It's pretty awful. They're terrifying. That's why they're called.
And also I was wondering can stress cause it? If you have more stress, is it more likely to happen?
Didn't I just say that?
I think so.
That's what I was suggesting, Robin.
All right, Robin.
Not just stress, but real heavy trauma and stress.
Okay.
You know, a major loss, a major trauma of some type.
Who else died, by the way?
My stepmom.
Ooh.
Stepmom and your sister died in what period of time?
They were a year apart.
Oh, jeez.
How's your dad doing?
He's hanging in there.
Well, how'd your stepmother die?
She also had cancer, too, but a different kind.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it was really weird.
All right.
But they were different kinds and stuff.
What'd your sister have?
Rhabdomyosarcoma.
Oh my goodness. And your mom?
Colon.
Ugh.
And she never smoked or anything.
Well, colon runs in families. Well, she's your stepmom though, you're not related to her. The rhabdo is lightning bolt out of the sky.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you still gotta support. We raise more money for those AIDS people though. That's what I'm saying. That's the important part. Because that's a first rate killer there. You get them AIDS and that ALS thing taken care of.
ALS?
Yeah, then we go to cancer.
Why'd you throw ALS in there?
It just seems like they raise a lot of money, too.
ALS? No, no.
They don't make any money?
It's a pretty awful disease, though.
Oh,
ALS.
It is awful.
Yeah.
No disease is good.
I know someone close to me who died of that.
It's just awful. AIDS is not a good disease, either, though. True, you're making it AIDS is a good disease.
Dickweed, you're the one that said it shouldn't be raising so much money.
I'm just saying, I want them all to go in order of whoever dies the most. Get the most of.
Really?
Yeah. Why? What do you want?
Well, because some things.
You want something to go in alphabetical order?
No, but some things are, some things are natural history of aging, that more people die of.
Oh, yeah. No, this has got to be.
Young people.
Well, not young. Let's say under 'cause
ALS,
under 65.
ALS, it's young people, and it people who are completely intact takes them out.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, you're the man's big fan of AIDS over there. What are you talking about? Alex?
Yeah.
Whoa.
No.
All right, you're
bogus.
We don't believe you.
Already. You're too
believe,
excited.
We don't believe you worse based on your syllable.
No, but, like, I'm serious, huh? I like to say Adam. I like you. I like the man show. You guys rock.
All right. If it's real, it's insignificant. Let's put it that way.
Okay, but can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, like, every time I have sex with my girlfriend, like, I don't know, every time I seem to get sick. I get
turn
ill.
Your ray. Hey. Those little jack-off friends he's got there, too.
It's so funny. It's just, how many syllables in yeah?
No, it's yeah, and we were like, yeah, bogus, but.
Drew, you said you called Alex bogus after one syllable.
Yep. Ouch.
That's like
I think he repeated his name, didn't he? It's Alex. Yeah. Alex, it's Alex, yes.
No, he just said yeah. Yeah. He just said yeah. It's kind of like name that tune. I can tell that jack-off caller's bogus in 8 syllables.
I can do it in 1.
Oh, you're good.
Name that jack-off.
Drew, you don't even know how to go along with the game.
No, they could go all the way down to 1.
I know, but for you should have gone 7. We should have gone back and forth a couple. Watch. Try it again.
All right.
I can name that jack-off bogus caller in 7 syllables.
6.
Yeah, but you got to go, I can do it.
I can do it in 6 syllables.
I can do it in 5.
I can do it in 4.
I can do it in 3.
2.
Name that jack-off caller. Okay, that was almost right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lori Fetter's our guest tonight. She is Miss May. Out on newsstands as we speak, and the Donnas are going to be in here tomorrow night. So we'll talk to those gals. Laura?
Hi.
You're 18?
This is a chance for you, Adam, to impress Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Laura.
I know, Laura. What's the question?
Okay. My question is, I remember, Adam, you saying that you were a ceramics major in high school.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that a major?
It was in my high school.
That's how he strengthened his mind.
In my high school.
with feldspar and what's the other, the goop?
Slip.
Slippage and feldspar.
When I was in high school, they had us at some point in our senior year declare a major. We had to declare a major.
In high school?
Senior year?
Yeah, everyone else wants to know why, and I have no idea. I didn't take the SATs. I never even took algebra. I never took anything. I took ceramic classes. The only class I wasn't failing was ceramics, so I declared that my major. Then I had to take 2 ceramic classes the next semester. Yeah, it's good times there, Laura.
Well,
it served me well. It served me well. LA Unified School District had me raring to go. I mean, by the time I graduated high school, I was in prime shape for cleaning carpets.
Hey, I think you're a genius.
Yeah, I am. That's the point. Jackasses.
Literally,
I should sue all of them.
Right?
Literally a millionaire and literally a genius. But go ahead.
Well, I have an exam on Tuesday. I was just hoping you could give me some expertise on.
You have an exam in ceramics class?
Material science.
What does that mean?
It's like ceramics, polymers.
Polymers, Adam. Those were before your time.
We didn't have things that small.
They had weathered feldspar, and that was it.
The smallest thing we had was jujubes when I was in high school. They didn't have all this DNA and all these cells and
nylon.
Polymers.
No nylon?
Didn't have that, no. So what, you like plastics and ceramics you're taking a test in?
Yeah.
No, you're not. What are you talking about?
Yes, I am.
What class is it for?
Material science.
No,
I'm an engineering student.
All right.
Lord, he's a ceramic. He threw pots.
What question? You want to know about a slab pot, a coil pot, pinch pot?
Whatever you got. I just want to impress the professor.
Tell him.
Oh, my God.
Called the wrong kid.
Yeah. Wear something tight. All right.
Oh my
you women
gosh.
With your schooling, strengthening your mind. Please. Yeah, ceramics major. They had to know that wasn't going to pay great dividends.
They didn't care.
No, that was just warehousing.
They needed to get you through.
It was just warehousing over there.
Ridiculous.
Ceramics major. Meanwhile, no geography, for instance.
Mm.
Had no idea. You know,
you
I
should see the geography of my kids.
I didn't know Cleveland was in Ohio. I thought Cleveland was a state, like, when I was in
my
high school.
My kids had to come up with every sea and bay in the world. It's like 150 of them.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I know Santa Monica and...
Van Nuys.
Van Nuys, and I know, I'm trying to think of a sea. Got like a Caspian and a Sultan. Megan? Hey, Megan?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. My dad gets drunk a lot, and one time he got really, really drunk, and he was, like, talking to records, and he jumped down a flight of stairs, and we were convinced he was on something else, but the hospital took a pee test, and nothing else came up in it.
Okay. So he drinks a lot, right?
Yeah, he, like, really overdid it that night.
Right. Well, he blacks out, too.
Yeah.
But beyond blacking out, he's becoming psychotic. He's talking
like
to things.
Yell at his records that have faces.
Yeah, but I've had friends do that
There can be various kinds of psychosis from intoxication with alcohol. There can be toxic psychoses where they get depressed and suicidal. You had a friend that would run down the halls like screaming like a maniac.
Yeah, a few friends.
Those are manic, you know, sort of toxic reactions.
Yeah, but it wasn't from the amount that he drank.
No,
that guy.
But in other guys, it can be at a certain threshold they'll start to manifest.
Yeah, I'm sure he's drinking pretty good, but he also... there's not enough booze to get us to do that. We pass out and vomit.
That's probably true. But it could even be a seizure manifestation. It'd be all kinds of things. And what she's saying is that had never happened before. And all of a sudden he gets wacky like this. So what's the question, Megan?
Well, my mom said that he was doing was he was drinking lots of different kinds of alcohol.
Megan, here's the deal. It doesn't matter. What matters is that he gets treatment for his alcoholism. He needs to be in a hospital. He needs to be detoxed in a highly monitored situation. Alcohol withdrawal can be fatal a certain percentage of the time, maybe 30-40%.
30-40%?
If DTs can be, let's put it this way, DTs can be fatal. And somebody's drinking as heavily as he is, he sounds like he's at a reasonable risk for DTs. And DTs is this sort of overwhelming syndrome of alcohol withdrawal. And so he needs treatment for his alcoholism. That's going to take some time. Any chance he can get some?
Well, they were going to put him in the hospital, but he wouldn't do the person one.
Yeah,
he's
inpatient.
Like outpatient, yeah.
Yeah,
he's still drinking.
Yeah, outpatient will not work for him, and you need to tell the people in the outpatient program that he's drinking, okay?
Yeah.
My mom's trying to get a lawyer involved because my foot, like, he, like, did something to it, and I have trouble walking, but she doesn't know if they have the power to put him in an inpatient.
Yeah, okay.
They're sort of... it's not against the law in this country to drink yourself to craziness and death.
Really?
Yeah, but you
God
can.
Bless this
what you're gonna? Unfortunately, with your dad, he's so out of it. You're gonna have to be able to break through all that and get him to acknowledge what he's been doing.
No.
And that's gonna be tough, and it may mean leaving him and setting him out on the street for a while.
Yeah, I mean, can't you just hire a drifter to kill him?
These things are very treatable. He'll be
okay. Yeah. Hey, Megan, you gotta go to Alateen.
Alateen in the meantime.
Yeah, I did that for a while. I didn't like that.
Well, find another group.
All right.
You need some help with this. This is tough.
Sorry about your dad. Try not to take it personally.
Okay.
You know what?
Did you hear that?
With your stuff. That's his decision, all right?
Yeah.
You hear that?
You don't have to go down with him, all right?
It's not your fault.
Okay.
All right. Come on. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, baby doll. Listen, I know you're upset, but everyone listening to this show and everyone in this studio has got a bunch of F-ups for parents, including Lauren. In that group, too. I don't know what you think of your parents, but there comes a certain point where they're going to make their mistakes. They're going to go their direction. You just have to go your own. That's it.
And not take responsibility for them, be the parent, or think that you've caused it or if you've been a better daughter or whatever.
Right.
It's not about you.
Making their own decisions.
And it's a disease. If he'd gotten cancer, that would have had as much to do with you as his alcohol.
Yeah. Except for he wouldn't have gotten naked and jumped off the balcony down in the living room and trying to make out with his daughter if he was a colon cancer or something like that. Although I'm no doctor. I don't know what the symptoms are. This whole mixing the booze thing, this is a wives' tale.
I have my questions about tequila, I got to tell you.
All right, tequila might
be one exception.
Might get you going a little, but maybe it's just
the
me.
The rest
but
of it is ridiculous.
I'll have a beer. I'll have a highball. I'll have a bottle of wine. It's just booze is booze.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
And people go, well, he mixed his drinks.
Nah.
Yeah, well, he had a couple shots of tequila, had a couple shots of vodka, then he had three beers and a bottle of wine. Yeah, he's sick because he drank 70 ounces of alcohol.
So much.
It's not because he mixed them.
It's superstition almost. People, like, they saw it go down that way, and they tried to make sense of it through their own crazy prism.
Yeah, if you really think about it, you're mixing booze, wine, and vodka. What difference does it make?
It does not make any difference.
Yeah. All right. Well, good times. Lori Fetter's here tonight. She is a playmate. She is in the current May issue, which is out on newsstands as we speak. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lori Fetter's our guest tonight. She is Miss May. She is out on the current issue of Playboy, which is out on newsstands as we speak. Drew was talking to Lori during the break about earthquakes. I rented the movie Earthquake and watched it Friday night. Thank you, Drew. Yes, I did. Drew was reading, so there was a little delay there. But yes. Yes, I did.
With Heston and...
Chuck Heston, George Kennedy, Lorne Greene.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I remember that was just after that 70s quake, and it was sort of hard to watch it. It was so, post-traumatic stress type reaction.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I seem to be the only one who likes to do this stuff, but go get some weird movie from your childhood and watch it.
Jaws this weekend, strangely enough.
And there you go.
And it was so campy, it was bizarre.
You were 33 when that came out, Jaws. That's your child.
Relax. At ease.
At ease. No, Jaws, I mean, the special effects may not have been great looking back on Jaws.
Jaws was campy.
The story holds up pretty good.
Adam, I swear to God, it was like melodramatic.
All
campy.
Right. All right. I'll catch your fish.
Thanks, Tim, for our cherry pie here.
Yeah.
Reading pie.
Tim is a young man who made some outbid some other guys, donated some money to charity, I guess.
Mm-hmm. SC Business School, I think.
And SC Business School needs charity?
Well,
that's a joke answer. Bunch of rich kids gonna rule the world one day. Gotta give them money.
Just enjoy the pie.
Okay. Well, anyway, the point is, he came over and he brought a pie, which is it's the fastest way to my heart. Lori, you eating pie?
I think I'm going to.
Yeah, screw that diet BS. You got nothing to worry about.
I eat everything.
That's my girl. Sabrina?
Yeah.
You're 23.
Yes. What? I have a question about polyurethane condoms.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
Well, I know that you can't use a latex condom while you're using cream for a yeast infection because it breaks down the... stuff in the latex condom, and I was wondering if you could use a polyurethane condom while using medicine for yeast infection.
Let me just say the polyurethane is fine. What kind of? I mean, the creams you're using, are they? They have a hydrocarbon base to them.
Oh God, I don't know.
Did they tell you not to? Did somebody tell you not to use a condom?
It says in the directions not to use it.
Okay.
Latex condoms
because it breaks down. They don't work so well.
Yeah, it breaks down. So there must be some can cause micro holes.
All right, so there must be some.
Let me say this, Drew. There's a goddamn warning on everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And that warning is because there's 0.1% chance that something may happen, and the company could get sued. I would like a second warning for non-retard adults who had an ass full of the attorneys in this country and could make our own goddamn decision, saying, we had to put the first warning on here, but don't worry, there's only 0.1% that it's actually going to happen. We had to put a warning. So then I could make my mind up.
Right, you can make it, yeah.
Because they put a warning like this is going to happen when
then
it really...
you're totally scared.
Yeah, when the reality is it's probably not. But I don't know how the second warning goes, and then I don't know when to believe the first warning anymore.
And to be clear, I'm not sure if polyurethane is safe with...
Well, which one's more durable in general? Do you have any idea?
I would think polyurethane would be.
All right. And also, it doesn't say anything about polyurethane on there?
It doesn't, but...
All right, then use it. Then use it, and then sue their ass off if anything happens.
It's not a well-known condom, and I also had a question. It's not completely approved yet.
Trojan makes a polyurethane condom. I mean, they're out there.
Yeah, it's not approved yet by the FDA.
For STD, yeah. They have
STD protection.
Right, but it's good. Oh, no, it's good.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I wanted to know.
But, again, it's the Vaseline. I'm not using the right word. Hydrocarbon is not the right word.
It's
the petroleum base. And so you have to check the creams, things you're using. If there's any petroleum base, there must be in this yeast cream.
Really?
There must be. That must be what dissolves. But maybe there are other things that dissolve it. That's the most common thing we think of is dissolving polyurethane.
Well, how hard could it be?
Dissolving latex.
How difficult could it be to get through a micron of something? You know what I mean?
I mean, a sperm, if you're a sperm?
No, I mean, if you have to dissolve something. Mm. I mean, the stuff's thinner than a human hair, pretty much, when it gets stretched over your wanker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Except, yeah.
Laura, you're not a condom girl, are you?
Do I wear condoms? Well, I can't.
You know, you never tried one of those dental dams or anything like that, right?
No.
No, not for you.
No.
You roll the dice. That's fine. I like that. You live and let live. Right? You an atheist?
No.
What are you into? Chew. I knew it. What are you into? What do you like? You like God?
Yes, I do.
Fan of God?
Mm-hmm. Kind of more spiritual.
More spiritual. All right. Is that God? Not any God.
It's not any
Jesus? Not
God.
Into Jesus? Christian?
I was baptized Catholic.
You were. Your parents pissed off about the pictorial?
Not as much now as they were.
They were. Yeah.
Did you have to call them first and sort of, or did you commit and then call them?
I committed, I did it, and then I called them.
Then you called them. Oof.
Well, I did that all like a year and a half ago, so they've had some time for it to sink in and scream at me a lot, but they're okay now.
Right. Who is more mad, Dad or Mom?
Mom.
Really?
Really?
What's Dad do?
My parents work together.
They have their own business?
Mm-hmm.
Work out of the house?
They used to work in the house, now they work out of the house.
Wow.
What do they do?
They own a business that teaches children to draw.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, your dad invented that turtle that says, if you can draw me, or is it the pirate?
No.
Really?
No, my mother was an artist, and she loved kids, so she found a way to do both.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do.
Wow.
A bunch?
I have two sisters and a brother.
Hmm. How old are the sisters?
18 and 16.
Yeah, perfect.
Down boy.
Where are they? Chicago?
Yes.
I'm going to send for them. I'm going to have one of my guys. Get out there. No private jet. No,
with it's a big net? Big, like the net that the
got a van,
farm.
Yeah. So go out there and collect them. I'll bring them back. Don't worry, I'll bring them along slowly.
Alive?
Jeez. Do they look like you?
Yeah, one of them's a lot taller than me. Ooh. The other one looks a lot exactly like me.
Nice. Is that 16 or 19?
The 16-year-old and I look very much like the 18-year-old is about maybe like 4 inches taller than me.
All right, I'll bring both of them.
Okay.
Sabrina?
Yeah?
You're 23? Oh, we already talked to you.
Yeah, we already did.
Drew got into his cherry pie, and I got into my cherry pie, as it were.
Relax.
Rochelle?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping. My friend was killed on March 31st.
What happened?
He was murdered.
Oh, my gosh, I'm
and,
sorry.
I was there, like, about 5 minutes after it happened. And saw the blood and everything. And since then, I haven't been able to really get to sleep.
Well, hang on a second. Let's get into this a little
bit. Who murdered him?
One of his roommates. They're claiming self-defense, but we know that that's not what really happened.
Is this a drug-related thing?
I don't think so. I don't know what happened, though.
Why did he murder him?
I don't know. He claims self-defense, but I know it wasn't.
What is it?
So, well, wait a second.
Self-defense from what? Self-defense from what?
I don't know. He says that my friend was like molesting him or attacking him or something, but I know that that's not true.
How do you know these guys?
He's like my neighbor, and I practically lived at his house last summer, and just we've been really close for the past like 3 years.
How old is he?
30 or something like that. He was either 29 or 30.
You're 15, living at a 30-year-old's house?
Well, basically, like I'd come home, but. I'd stay over there till about 11 o'clock at night or something.
Hold on a second. And it's her best friend. I wasn't even paying attention to her age.
What is going on tonight?
No, no,
oh,
this
no,
is
that's
the best normal.
Okay. What is going on with the youth of America?
No, we've had bad nights. This is not a bad... We had a bad night was when the guy was twisting the head off of the corpse.
Yeah.
That was a bad night.
Yeah. I don't think I want to hear about that night.
Yeah, we'll tell you during the commercial over some cherry pie. Rochelle's, and what, you know, these people, their best friend, and then you go, how old? And they go, 29 or 30. Like, they don't even know the age of their best friend. Yeah. And
the guy's
twice as old as she is. And, okay, so there's three things going on. One is, this guy was a piece of work, I'm sure.
Yes.
Two, whatever went down with him and his roommate probably had something to do with drugs, or maybe there was some self-defense going on.
Or maybe some hanky-panky between them. Or
whatever. And number three, I think Rochelle, although justifiably traumatized by this whole thing, I think it's probably putting it in a little different term than maybe it was.
But
I don't
let me just say,
her best friend.
That people that get post-traumatic stress disorder usually have a pre-existing trauma that sort of gets reactivated.
That's what I'm thinking. Rochelle?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, now why is it you went over there and found the body?
Because I saw he was a gay guy, and his partner was outside absolutely glazed over look and absolutely terrified. And so I went over to see what was going on.
Well, wait a minute. He is your neighbor now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so
you're living at home?
Yeah, and I'd stay over there most of the time.
You'd go over there during the day.
Yeah, and then
stay there till late at night.
You wouldn't sleep over, though.
No.
She said she'd come out at 11, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys, the gay guys who are in the apartment next to yours, and you go hang out and party with them, right?
Yeah, they're actually two houses down, but yeah.
Were you doing drugs with them?
What would you do all night?
We just, talk or whatever.
Okay.
And, watch TV, hang out, listen to music.
All right.
And so what was your pre-existing trauma?
I'm bipolar, and I've had trauma, all my life. I had, when I was, seven, I had a gun pulled on my mom and I.
All right.
And,
were you physically abused or sexually abused growing up?
Yeah, people claim that, people deny it and stuff, but nobody will do anything about it, so.
But you think that happened to you?
Yeah.
All right, so now you walk into another trauma, and boy, it causes everything to resurface, right?
Yeah.
So you have panic attacks, you get depressed, you can't sleep, you have flashbacks, right?
Yeah, and, they put me on Seroquel?
Yeah, good.
Along with my other medications,
mm-hmm.
to try to get me to sleep, but even that, I'll wake up, and that's, all I can think about. I'll just, wake up, and then I won't be able to get back to sleep.
Well, that's what PTSD is.
All right,
Are you getting trauma therapies of any type beside medication?
Yeah, I have therapy.
All right.
And I wanted to know if this would ever, go away, or...
It should. Here's the horrible thing about PTSD is that it's... You got to kind of live with it for a while.
Really?
Yeah. And the way you get through it most effectively is through these sort of interpersonal, in my opinion anyway, these interpersonal kinds of connected therapies. And I'm sure you're into group therapies too. Sometimes it can be very, very helpful to be in groups with people that have been through what you've been through. For instance, torture victims, when they come back, and they won't really open about what happened unless they're in a room with people who know have been there.
Mm-hmm.
And addicts do the same thing, and PTSD survivors maybe sometimes.
Let me ask you this. Is there a toenail clipper made that does not shoot the toenail 50 feet in the opposite direction of wherever you're trying to keep it?
Yeah, they won't even get it. The sink is not big enough.
No, no.
The room has to bounce off the wall.
I mean, I'm done with that. Rochelle, my thing, I'm getting the toenail thing now.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, Rochelle's thing is she needed some therapy before the neighbor thing.
I know.
Don't put all your eggs into that basket. Yes, it's traumatizing for sure, and you can have your feelings about it, but overall, you've had a life of this.
But she now has a new syndrome, and it's being managed, and Seroquel is a good medication.
Fine. Let's get to the clippers. Yeah. I clip my toenails.
But not even just toenails, fingernails too.
Fingernails, but they're not as dangerous.
Yeah,
these things are projectile weapons.
These go to the eye. They're aim at the eye somehow.
They could go to the eye. They could go for the toilet. They could go for the nuts.
Yeah.
They go anywhere but in the place you're trying to do them. And comically, I always think I'm going to do it. I do. I put my foot up on the bathroom sink. I'm going to clip my toenails. I'm going to collect them. I have them fall in one place. Shooting through the shower curtain, shooting into the magazine rack, shooting into the toilet, shooting everywhere but wherever it is I'm actually putting them.
Why don't you try doing that in the bathtub? Because then
men don't use bathtubs.
What about in the shower? Because then you've got three walls.
I could kind
of collect.
But that's how they're going to find me. I'm going to be... He was apparently either trying...
Bent over in the shower.
There's some speculation. He may have been trying to blow himself. But we did find the clippers. We did find the clippers next to him.
Oh, jeez.
Although, suspiciously, none of the nails were clipped. None of the nails were clipped. So we think that the clippers could have been planted
there. In the meantime, the nails you were clipping in the shower out on the carpet somewhere down the hall.
If I went into... Here's what would happen. If I went into a 50-gallon metal drum and had somebody seal it, with paraffin over the top and a trash can lid, and tried to clip my nails, I would find those nails in my den 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
I'd be walking barefoot. I'd step on something sharp and be, oh, Christ, this is the nail I was cutting when I was in the 50-gallon drum submerged.
Yeah, so there you'd be with your nuts in your face.
Underneath 53 to water.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm saying.
That's how they'd find you.
Somebody needs to make a toenail clipper that does not send the... I almost used the S word. Not send the stuff flying 100 miles an hour in every different direction, or find a direction that it's going to go, and let's do it. Or maybe a little collection bag, like a ride-along lawnmower.
Like put a bag over your foot with the toenail.
No, not over the foot.
Yeah,
I want to
put it over the foot. With
no.
The thing
how can I see?
In,
I can't see.
It.
I can't
lawnmower.
See.
It could be like a see-through one.
Yeah, but now my foot's getting all sweaty.
But you're collecting the toenails, and they're not in your den.
I want the bag hooked up to the clipper.
With a vacuum device.
Be.
A vacuum that sucks them in.
No, that's too expensive. Just a catch thing. Just a toenail clipper that knows the direction that the toenail's going and catches it in this little bag. And once every 6 months, you empty it out.
You should invent that.
I'm working on that.
Now everybody else knows about it.
Don't worry. Our stone listeners, they couldn't pee in their pants if their pants were on fire. They couldn't get that kind of initiative going. Megan?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
You know anything about a toenail clipper?
No.
See?
Isn't this the third Megan we've had tonight?
Seems like we've had too many Megans. What's up, Megan?
Okay, I just had a baby about 3.5 months ago.
Right on schedule. What's up?
And I did the normal bleeding and I stopped, and then I had my regular period, and then I stopped that, and then my next period started, and then it stopped. And then ever since then, I've been bleeding about every week, and I'd stop for like 2 days, and then I'd start bleeding again.
Did they give you the Depo Provera shot by any chance?
No, I'm on orthocycline.
And did they try changing you?
Huh?
Have they tried changing the pill type?
They put me on orthotricycline at first, and they changed me to orthocycline.
Okay. You should change again.
Mm-hmm.
You had experiences?
Yes.
With orthocycline?
With a few different ones, and I reacted differently to all of them. You should switch again until you find one that fits you correctly, and it will go away.
Okay.
Did they talk, one caveat, though, did they talk about doing it at DNC?
No.
Because it's been 4 months since you delivered?
Almost.
Sometimes there could be what are called retained products of conception, but that's usually in the first few weeks afterwards. Mm-hmm. We can get some bleeding and stuff, some stuff sort of left behind from the pregnancy.
My little clipper bag would catch that, too.
Yeah, well, it could serve dual function.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I agree with what Lori says. That you got to keep going back and finding something that works.
Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
Is there a father around?
No. For all I care, he can die.
He can die?
Shock.
Yeah.
Shock.
Our
callers?
Is he doing
anything? What?
I put my daughter up for adoption.
I want a statue erected in your honor.
We're going to send you out a windbreaker.
Megan, that's very courageous. Did it find a good home?
Yeah, I still get to see her like every 2 weeks, and the adopter's parents are amazing.
Oh, that's good.
Megan, God bless you.
How's the 2 week deal worked out?
It's an open adoption. It's new. Not a whole lot of people know of it.
Did you set it up as visitation every 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's kind of something we both worked
on. That's how
the adoptive parents both worked on it.
They're allowed to decide how they want to do it, whether it's a picture that they send every 6 months.
I know, but hold on
a
second. I got to talk behind Megan's back.
First of all,
it's a good thing.
Yes,
it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Thank you.
Now, the open adoption thing I don't agree with, but I don't think that the new parents work that out. I think that becomes a term.
Oh, absolutely.
That they have to comply with.
There's sort of a negotiation, negotiation.
That just seems like something that would just get harder and harder as time goes by for both parties.
I agree.
For everyone involved.
I think the way to do it is to get a letter and an update every 6 months or something.
It's just like I feel like you put it up for adoption and you do that, and then that's it. I mean, you made that choice, and whether it's something you made a choice when you're young, I think it's healthier for the child and for everybody else involved, maybe for you just to stay out
of
it.
Well, most of the reason
I hate to bust Megan's chops, but most of the reason it is healthier for the child is because the people that are now going to raise your child are more equipped and more qualified to do it. And your presence is sort of a confusing presence, I would think. I mean, it doesn't. I don't think it's the kiss of death. I just dispute the part where the adoptive parents try to work it out. I think they're working it out because they don't have a choice.
Right.
I'm curious though, Megan.
Yeah.
How does it work with the new parents? Do they want this?
Yeah, they went to my doctor's appointments with me while I was still pregnant. The adoptive mother was in the delivery room when I had her.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they want the child. But do they want you?
Yeah, they want me to be known. They want her to know me.
Some parents.
There's a book I want y'all to read. It's called The Open Adoption Experience.
I haven't even read our book. I got to be honest with you. Yes, I wrote a book and haven't gotten around to it.
I will vouch for that.
So I'm not going to read this one.
Even when we wrote it, you didn't write it. You sort of dictated it to me.
Right.
So here you go.
Thank you.
Megan, look, I agree with you. No one knows, the fact is. It's fine what you're doing. Look, we don't know whether it's better or worse, or might be, you know, couple specific, and it's fine. Don't worry.
You did the right thing.
You did the right thing. Hopefully this will be something that will work for the three or four of you, and that'll be fine.
Do you think you get any money from it? You can't sell your kid, can you?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you can sell.
Overseas.
Well, no, but you can carry a child for money, can't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the big difference?
Because it's creating a market in children, as opposed to
a market. Children are our future.
As opposed to
futures, like soy.
As opposed to a market for a service.
Start training those.
A market for a service, which is carrying the child. See the difference?
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
Yes. One is for the end product, the other is for the carrying.
This is another new business venture for Adam.
This is a big...
Toenail clippers and children.
Oh, listen, who cares?
Oh, my.
People want kids... You know, what the hell do we care?
Let's go
Give
to break.
Stupid kids.
I gotta go pee. Come on.
All right. Lori Fetter.
You are in the strangest mood tonight. It's not exactly a bad mood. It's sort of like
I had
an ass full of everybody.
I had
everything.
Too much quiet time at home. I didn't get to.
In your construction mode.
Oh, maybe that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's like it's grounded you or something.
I'm working on a house. I get fired up.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, you know what it is? Normally, I spend the whole weekend just sort of. Talking people's ears off and blowing a lot of hot air around.
Precisely what he does.
Right.
That's not no.
An entire day of listening to classical music and sort of lounging around the house.
And working in the house?
No, I wasn't working. I was just lounging and listening to classical music and thumbing through architectural magazines.
Oh, preparing to.
It's way too cerebral for me. I wasn't yelling at anybody.
It's screwed with you. You're not good.
I'll get going though. No. All right, we'll be back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The Donnas are going to be in here tomorrow night. You know the Donnas, right, Drew?
Yeah, I do, actually.
You do?
I saw them at TRL once.
They're that sassy chick band.
Doing pretty well, huh?
I think they are.
Yeah,
I think I saw them on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Blah. Lori Fetter's our guest
tonight.
You're
right, up there. You okay?
I'm all right.
Can you not do that before you say my name?
I'll do it afterwards. Lori Fetter's our guest tonight. She is Miss May.
Oh.
My birthday's in May, so that makes her the hottest.
Yeah.
But
I'm thinking about how...
Out on newsstands as we speak. You going to do some videos and stuff? You have to. You got to do some videos, right? I mean, you know, for Playboy.
Did my one video.
You did your one. That's the contractually obligated one video, and that's it. Huh?
No more?
I know the next question out of Adam's mouth.
Where's that video?
No. Would they pay you?
No, that's part of the deal.
But you usually ask about pay right around this point in the conversation.
Oh, well, I think Playmates get, like, they get the same amount.
Oh, do
I
they?
I think. They get a lump, right? It's all the same for everybody, isn't it? Will they move it around? Like, if there's someone they really want?
If there's someone they really want...
Well, I mean, playmate.
No.
Playmates,
for a playmate, like, that's it.
What is it? Is it, like, 25 grand or something?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And
we've never had a straight answer on that either before.
Really?
Well, usually people get all weird about money, and especially if they do Playboy, they get weird about it. The girls do, because it, not the Playmates, because the Playmates are like, hey, we wanted to do this. It's going to help my career, or I've wanted to do it. Not you, but most of them. They weren't having their brains enlarged at UCLA. You understand? They were just working some tractor out in Montreal or in Iowa or something, and they just came out to do it. But the point is they the ones that don't want to talk about it are the ones who were bribed to pose.
Like the celebrity people.
Yeah, it's like the chick from Survivor.
She was the most elusive.
Yeah, it's like she wouldn't do it.
Jerry.
Yeah, she wouldn't do it. And I was like, you wouldn't do it because they wouldn't pay enough. No, it had nothing to do with
the
money.
It was artistry.
Please, crazy broad. Our career's gone. And I said to Jerry from Survivor, I said, listen, you can negotiate, but at a certain point, the window's going to close there's going to be a new batch of chicks coming out on Survivor. So it's good to negotiate.
Didn't she do it or did it?
She did it,
Get your money, but don't drag it on too long because they won't want you.
Right.
And she goes, oh, this is not to do a Survivor. I mean, I was working before this. She's like so incredibly obnoxious and high that she thought they wanted Jerry, the actress who happened to be in Survivor.
Yeah. I feel bad for her.
And it was also...
You have to talk to her for two hours.
I would love to do the study on what happens to people after reality television.
Okay, well, did you ever see this? Did you see this in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, but that's after reality.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I saw Vince Neil.
That was hilarious.
I saw Vince Neil in Vegas.
Well, we had Corey on the show. Remember, Corey felt
that's true too. Yeah.
Did he cry?
No.
No. He had a very similar vibe about him as it pertained to his career and why he was on Surreal Life.
He had no idea that they were going to be ambushed. He thought it was a certain outrage.
It was even worse. Adam goes, well, Jimmy and I had a great idea. We want to do something called Has-Been House. And he reacted like, Has-Been? What are you talking about? These people all have active careers. Remember that?
Yeah. But his thing was we as celebrities were asked to come on to do the show just like as if Brad Pitt signed on to do CSI, and then all of a sudden, ambushed with these crazy cameras, and it's like, listen, they got together a bunch of screwballs who weren't doing anything. Yeah.
Anyway, I haven't been doing anything.
Yeah. Although Vince Neil, a great guy, very nice guy.
Corey's a good guy.
Great guy. Salt of the earth. Great guy. True's right.
No, not bad people.
Say that with a little bit of a nicer tone in your voice?
I've known better people.
You
than
need
him.
To work on that tone of voice.
Not a bad person. Not evil. I'll give you that. He's been through a lot.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot.
Yeah,
through a lot. All right,
we'll all shed a tear and let's move on.
Yeah. Allison?
Yes.
You're 24?
Hi.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Lori only seems sort of, Lori's just sort of
tolerating
mixed feelings about me, but mixed feelings about her playmate-ism.
Yes.
So it's like you feel like it wasn't a bad move, but you would have lived if you didn't do it too, right?
Oh yeah.
Right, well, what's the big deal? Is mom and dad pissed off?
No, it was just it's a personal thing of like, okay, that's something I did, but that's not at all who I am.
Right.
And it's hard because you kind of get grouped with that group
of. Right, you want to be doing harder core stuff, right?
Well, that was my dream.
Right, she's
and
even more,
this was
more
just...
anal, and this is just frontal stuff.
No, this is not girl.
It's not three way stuff.
No
money shots.
No.
I hear you. Enough said.
Oh,
you've made your point.
Oh my God.
She's made her point.
This is above and beyond.
I hope her folks are listening.
Oh no, so,
this does go to Chicago.
Dad,
the point was made. Allison.
Oh my.
Hi.
Allison, you're 24.
Has it helped? Oh, you don't know yet. You don't, because May is just upon us, right?
Yeah.
Did it do what you intended it to do?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Made 25 grand. Allison?
Yes, hi.
All right, what's up?
Sorry about that.
Well, first of all, I have a solution for your toenail clipper.
Yeah.
I actually have one that has a receptacle on the end of one of the handles that catches all the clippings.
It's hard.
His eyes just lit up.
No, you don't.
I was at my friend's house, and her fiance had one. He was using it, and oh my God, that's the greatest invention.
How does it work? What does it look like, this receptacle?
It's like a red piece of plastic that covers the bottom of one of the handles.
But things go up. They fly.
I'm not getting a mental
Things
picture.
Don't go down.
Okay, you know those, they're like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a V-shaped nail clipper.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the plastic is covering one of the sides, whichever one it is. And then it just catches everything.
And it works?
It works.
You clip your toenail and or fingernail, and it goes into this container.
Yes.
And it goes to the side without exception?
And it stays in there, and it won't jump out or anything. Cause
it won't. I mean, you have to empty it after a while.
How do you empty it?
It detaches. You could just empty it.
You have to send this to us. We can't figure this out.
Where did he get this device?
I have no idea. I think he's from Canada, so I think
those Canucks, they're very crafty with their nail collection. Yes. Known that a long time about those people. Interesting.
Anyway, so my question is, I've been considering breast implants.
Hold on. We've been snaked by the Canadians on this. Mm-hmm. We must beat the Mexicans. I fear they may only be weeks away from this technology.
Punch. Immediately, let's go to work. Mobilize your team.
They've been on it for 30 years now. They've scrapped the moon program. We've got to beat them, Drew. It's a matter of pride.
We got to get that girl back in the line who is a materials engineer.
Right. All right, Allison, go ahead.
Okay, so I've been considering breast implants, but my fear is that I think I'm allergic to plastic, and that is what the bags are made out of, right?
Now, what makes you think you're allergic to plastic?
Well, I don't know. They came out with these things for girls for their periods, I guess. They're called Instead.
Yep.
Those cups.
Yep.
That's what they're made out of, right? Plastic.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That may be my idea. I'll modify one of those Instead cups and put it on the side of my clippers.
With some duct tape.
Yeah. So you're alert.
Wait about. So what's the reaction you're getting?
So I had a very bad allergic reaction, like very bad itching and swelling.
That's a yeast infection.
Well, it wasn't a yeast infection because I went to the doctor and they said it wasn't. It was just like, you know, if I were to get stung by a bee, I'd swell up and...
I don't know what that was.
I mean, couldn't it have been something that was on there or coated
with
or something?
Could have been 100 different things, I would not... plastic is inert for the most part.
And also, everything in your I don't want to sound like a commercial,
in
but...
your world, your car.
Yeah, your steering wheel's got plastic
on it. Unless
your
hands are swollen up.
Remote control on your TV.
Well, another reason.
Your toothbrush, for God's sakes.
Well, but I had a, if it's like in my body for long periods of time, like I had a belly button ring that was plastic that I didn't take to that very well either.
Yeah, but those all, well, first of all, that's the most common, one of the more common areas to have a rejection.
You have a plastic belly button
and
ring?
And there would be some metal, it was some nickel in there, right?
No, the whole thing was plastic. It was clear plastic.
The whole hoop was plastic.
Acrylic. Yeah. That'd be acrylic, though, right?
Yeah, acrylic.
All right,
hopefully.
Well, that's not... It's different.
Okay.
And still, that's a common area to have rejection, regardless of what the
And what about the sack for the bag?
We're back to the toenail clipper?
No, back to the breast implant.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Inert. It's a plastic. I don't know what it is. It's inert. That's not... No, people react to... They all leak a little bit of the silicone or saline, whatever, and that's what people react to.
Right. So she'd probably be all right with this.
Yeah. Why is she going to do this?
Why are you going to do it?
I don't know. I think they're nice, and I would like to have bigger ones.
All right.
Where are you?
Where am I?
No, I mean, what's your size now?
I'm a small 34B.
Small B.
So
small
how B. big would you like to be?
C.
C.
Oh, see, now that's good. Now, there's a reasonable girl.
That actually
right
is what most women go to for a breast implant.
That's so good.
Yeah. No, wait. Let me see if Lauren has real ones or not. I got to check this. See. Looks real. Nice. Looks like a good, solid, real C, yes?
They're a good, solid, real D.
Are they real D?
Yeah.
They don't look that big. I mean, you know.
Why don't you hold it a little bit closer to your face? You'll get a better look at it.
No, I mean, I'm a boob guy. That's not a big D, is it?
When I took those pictures, they were probably about a pretty big D, and I've lost a lot of weight since then. So.
Oh, really?
They're probably about They're about a good D, maybe full C right now.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, Drew, look at this.
Well, thank you. Thank
Drew's
you very
a doctor.
Much.
Drew's a doctor.
Drew, what do you think?
I think it looks, the picture looks like a full solid C to me. Doesn't
well, do you want to go bra shopping with me?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Use some help.
Yes. You like to go underpants shopping with me?
Love to.
I've got some points I'd like to make.
Well, right. Maybe you could find out and finally get your question answered about the whole system of how bras are sized.
I can teach you.
Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Answer me this. Answer me. They go A, B, C, D, double D.
Right.
Now, I'm saying if I'm coming up for like with the alphabet, I don't go A, B, C, D, D, E, 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 F, F, F. Why the double? Why not just go from D to E like human beings? Do you know what I'm saying?
Like human beings?
Yeah, like you go 1, 2, 3, 4,
like
4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 7. What kind of retarded approach to sizing is this?
You don't count like that?
No human being does.
I don't know
don't
about
know.
That. I really don't.
Nobody
Maybe it's
knows.
To make those women with double D breasts feel like they're not wearing E-bras and they're still in that.
Yeah. But then double D ends up having a connotation that's, you know, just means huge cans. You know? Really, that picture's that's a big D?
Yeah.
I may get some use out of this after all. Just from a psychological standpoint. Nice. All right. This is good times. Lori Fetter's our guest tonight. She's double D. At least a full D cup. Which I the pictures really look full C. Look full C. I hope they're D.
We're gonna have to get a few girls in here for you to compare.
Please. Well it's a nice size breast. But it doesn't look like a humongo breast. It just looks like a nice full C. I'll ask some of the guys. I'll take it out on the street. See what guys think. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Yeah. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number. Forget about that. Lori Fetter's our guest tonight. She's playmate of May, which is out on newsstands as we speak. She's getting more and more bitter about this playmate thing as the night wears on. She's apparently had her brain strengthened.
You're going to wear that joke out to the end, huh?
Just for the people who have tuned in more recently, you have to understand that I have a little bio sheet that is written by Junior.
She's added about 12 juniors tonight.
Junior.
Just with the commentary on
producer,
the sheet.
Producer Lauren, and one of the beats is she currently attends UCLA to strengthen her mind. So that's what we've been having fun with tonight. All right. To strengthen.
It's doing really well, by the way.
Yeah. All right. Corey?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
Well, I have a question about heroin.
Mm-hmm. It weakens your mind.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
And I take it about every other day, if not daily.
All right. That's every day.
Yeah.
How do you take it?
Are you smoking it or shooting it?
I shoot it.
All right.
Well, I shot it between my toes.
Mm-hmm.
I know my teeth started hurting and stuff, and I just wondering what the side effects are for it.
Well, Adam loves it when I answer this one with, you can die.
Yeah, that's one of the side effects.
And the real problem with heroin, there's two big issues with heroin, obviously.
I put him on hold because he didn't turn his radio down, so you can talk to him.
One is that it causes perhaps the most horrific form of addiction. It's very difficult to get off of because of the chronic changes in the brain. The feeling you are left with when you try to come off is almost intolerable. Not the withdrawal, but the residual effects on your brain. It's just the drives have been, your brain has been captured by this drug, quite literally. The issue that you're dealing with right now, though, is the route in which you're giving yourself the drug can kill you easily. Injecting drugs into your vein is a profoundly dangerous behavior.
Can cause. How do you inject it between your toes?
Probably found a vein in there and stuck it in.
That just sounds like it hurts.
I've never seen any veins between my toes.
You should check it out.
He may have ended up just intramuscular. I mean, they don't always get it intravenous.
During some of my R&D sessions when I'm developing my clipper with the basket on it, I'm going to check for those veins.
In the toes. It wouldn't be surprised if he gave himself an abscess or something down there in the foot or some what's called cellulitis. Infection can go to the heart. You can cause kidney failure. Some of the talc is caught in your lungs. I mean, the medical complications are just, the list is endless.
Mm-hmm.
But people die of this disease. It's unusual to see 30 when you're shooting at 18.
Really?
Mm.
All right. But you skip 30 and go right 31, right?
Yeah, you just don't see 30.
You go 29. You don't see 30. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're 31.
Yeah. Good
no big deal. What the hell was I doing when I was 30? That wasn't a great year for me. A couple of roommates living in La Crescenta, driving an old Toyota.
Think about that.
I could have done okay. 30. I could have missed 30.
30.
31 was good, though.
Was it?
That's when I met Drew.
That's when I found you.
Yeah, that's when Drew discovered me.
You, I mean.
Discovered me. I was hard at work in my basement lab, working on the heated sofa. And listen, let me say this.
Uh-oh.
Let me say this about my heated sofa. I'm now at the point where I don't want money for this. I just want some jackass to invent it so I can buy one.
Why don't you just get Jimmy and his buddies on it? They'll make you a custom
heated
sofa.
Laugh at me. They laugh at me really? For these ideas.
Wow.
It's just like they laughed at Da Vinci. I'm not sure if they did, actually. They didn't laugh at him, did they?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Walked an alligator, walked backwards, wrote backwards everywhere.
That's right.
Goofball.
All right. Nathan?
Yeah.
What's up?
Question for Lori.
Here she is.
You know that Playboy was courting you. I was wondering what they did to kind of convince you or finally tip the scales.
Oh, gosh. You know, in the very beginning, I met with them, and they called me in a few times to do some non-nudes for Playboy for some of the articles. And I got really comfortable with everybody in there and with my stylist and my makeup artist and the photographer and... By the time they kind of brought it up again, I was having so much fun in the studio just hanging out with everybody. I was kind of like, okay, we'll try this one out. But in the beginning, it was really nerve-wracking and kind of freaky, and I was crying for my robe every 5 minutes to cover myself back up. But I got comfortable.
How long does the shoot last?
Oh, gosh, it depends. You know, shooting your centerfold lasts at least a week.
Oh, really?
Just for the one picture. And then after that, they do maybe a week or two of shooting for everything else.
It takes a while. Takes a week just to get the centerfold picture.
Well, they don't shoot it on a regular camera. They shoot it on a much bigger one where the Polaroid the film is
big.
Yeah, big.
3 feet high.
3 feet
well,
high.
Why does it take so long though?
Because getting focus on those cameras.
Mm.
Is much more difficult, and they just want it to be perfect.
You got to do what I do with the photographers, Drew. What's my policy?
Yell at them.
Yeah, but I tell them this. If you can't take a good goddamn picture, I'll give you five shots. If you can't get a good one, you're no good.
You're not a photographer.
Yeah, a retarded chimp could shoot 70 rolls of film and get a decent shot.
You know, they shoot so much film, and it's just, like, amazing how much film they shoot, and then they use, like
they use nothing.
I reshot a lot of things a lot of times, and they end up using the stuff in the beginning, and I was like, so what were those extra 4 weeks for?
This whole business is nothing but that. And we should just yell at people, look, really, really, really and truly,
the best pictures
of you, how long do they ever take?
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Less.
Yeah.
Your best pictures are always just candid shots your buddies took at some party or something.
Yeah.
Look, you're not a photographer if you got to go through 80 rolls of film, are you?
No.
Aren't we all photographers? I couldn't get a good shot of somebody. I get a good shot of Rosie O'Donnell. You give me 80 rolls of film. No, you're a good photographer. They give you five shots. That's all you get. Make one of them worth printing.
I'll try that next time.
I just remember the first experience. I didn't know anything about this stuff until we did the TV show, and you and I had to do that huge shoot that one day. Remember?
Yeah.
And we started screaming at everybody.
Well, because they wanted me to hold a giant phone up and stuff and do all this retarded stuff.
History was not kind, as you predicted, to that day.
Yeah, that was horrible. But no, I think the last time we did shoots, we just told them, you got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It works fine. They do. They feel pressured, and they do it. Stephanie?
Yeah?
You're 21? Watch. Lori, get naked right now. Watch this. 5 minutes, Drew. 5 minutes. In my mind, I will take a Pulitzer winning shot of a naked Lori. In my mind's eye. And y'all have to trust me. Watch.
Click, go ahead. Try.
Okay, make it 10 minutes. But go ahead. Ready? Start the clock, Drew. Start counting. No, one Mississippi.
Two Mississippi.
No.
Excuse me. One Mississippi. Two. Mississippi.
No. One Mississippi.
One Mississippi.
Two Mississippi. Mississippi. All right, 10. Now do that. 10
three
minutes.
Three Mississippi 600 times.
Eh? Lori, disrobe. Ready? Go. Here we go.
Is this like a race?
Yeah. What are you at? You'd be at like 3.5 Mississippi.
Five
by
Mississippi.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, five. All right. Stephanie?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
How many Mississippis is that, Drew?
12 Mississippi.
No, I mean if you're 21.
Oh.
Got to be hundreds. What's up, Stephanie?
Well, my sex drive has gone down like a lot, and I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to...
Are you on medication?
No. I take birth control.
Well, that can change it. What are you taking?
I'm taking Trinorno.
And has it gone down since you started the pill?
No, I've been taking the pill for years.
Okay. And you didn't switch to that brand recently?
No.
You think it's the guy?
No, I'm very attracted to him.
Have you been depressed?
No, I have anxiety.
Well, that can be a manifestation of depression. You sound depressed, I got to tell you.
Well, I'm trying to be quiet. I'm at work.
Yeah, well...
Where do you work?
in Phoenix.
Anytime you're what? Anytime you're calling, anytime you're at work at midnight, it's a bad sign.
Well, I'm kind of behind on my work, and
she's standing
I have
late.
To balance for payroll tomorrow, so...
All right.
Ooh. Yeah. Jesus Christ. That sucks.
But Stephanie, certainly your moods, your work, are going to change this, right? And you're having a lot of anxiety lately?
No, actually, it's gotten better lately, is the thing. I've had anxiety for quite a while, and it's gotten worse the past, like, few years, but it seems to be getting better since I've been with this guy. He helps me deal with issues, it seems.
Like what kind of issues?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why I have anxiety. Well, actually... I watched my best friend die of cancer because I was his caretaker, and then my uncle died of cancer also.
Boy, it's cancer two, night. It's two for cancer night. Blah, blah, blah. For cancer. Blah, blah, blah. In September coming up. Blah,
maybe
blah.
We can start with Stephanie tomorrow night. We're out of time, and we don't have time. You have to figure this out a little more, Stephanie. Certainly it warrants a medical evaluation just to make sure it's not something causing all this. I still might change the birth control pill.
Okay.
Just to see if it makes a difference. And then I'll talk to her some more tomorrow night if we can.
Yeah, go talk to her during the commercial.
Right.
Come on, Drew.
All right, sure. Okay,
all right.
We'll do.
Give me and Lori some time together.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, that's it. I was... listen to the radio yesterday, and this song came on, and I thought, show's over.
Go home.
Yeah, it was like noon, and I started leaving wherever I was. I'm like, I gotta go
home. Going to sleep.
Must go home. Must drink wine. Must beat off. Must watch TV. Yeah, it's great. I was at home, so I drove to the studio, ironically. No, I just had a Pavlovian response. All right, Lori Federer, I want to thank you for coming in. Out on newsstands as we speak. Lori has mixed feelings about it, but go out and get it anyway.
Go get it.
And, you know, it's an interesting strategy because, you know, most of the chicks are in here, like, they're excited about it, so you don't want to get it because they're excited about it. But Lori's saying, I'm not that excited about it. Now you got to look at it. See what I'm saying? Reverse psychology. Smooth move.
Go get that. Check out my website, LoriFeder.com, and just...
Oh, here comes.
Go get it.
Go get it. All right. We will have the Donnas in here tomorrow night. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.